This is Kareen Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, last name Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, P-M-H-N-P, comma B-C, dictating a summary for Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Henigman, A-T-N-I-G-M-A-N, date of appointment, 11-27-24. Time of appointment, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Code 99205. Chief complaint, quote, I've been struggling with anxiety, sleep, and memory, unquote. The patient is a 37-year-old married Caucasian female. She is the mother of 4 children, who presents for treatment of anxiety. The patient reports an increase in anxiety and insomnia with short-term memory loss since giving birth to her baby 9 weeks ago and having a hysterectomy after the birth of the baby. She stated she feels as if her, quote, brain is not working, unquote. She experiences thought blocking. She forgets words. She doesn't feel present in conversation with her husband. She has to make lists to remember things and write things down. She saw a nurse practitioner every 2 weeks recently and was put on Lexapro 10 milligrams PO daily. She is also on methylphenidate, long-acting 10 milligrams PO once daily in AM. And she was prescribed Xanax 0.25 milligrams BID, PRN. Her OBGYN is aware of her condition. She reports that she has had insomnia her whole life, which is now worse. She usually got about 5 hours of sleep. Now she's only getting 2 to 3 hours of broken sleep, despite the baby sleeping through the night. She has racing thoughts and anxious ruminations and anxiety throughout the day. She worries about what she needs to do the next day. She worries about her children. She fears harm coming to her children and to her baby. She does not have any ideations of harming her baby. Her fears of harm coming to her children are fueled by the fact that her brother was killed at age 6 when he was hit as a pedestrian by a drunk driver and was killed. This occurred on Christmas Eve, and the brother had to be taken off a ventilator on Christmas Day. Her eldest daughter also had an RSV infection and was hospitalized at 6 months old. She has experienced hysterectomy following a complicated peripartum in which she developed problems with the placenta and risked hemorrhage. The patient has guilt that she doesn't do more for her children due to her illnesses which include rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. She worries about the blood supply returning to her ovaries and not having full supply to them. She worries about them not working in the future. Her father also has cardiac problems. He lives in Florida. He was only given 5 years to live. Most recently, she has had more consistent panic attacks in which her heart races. She feels she can't catch her breath. They have occurred in the past, but less frequently. The onset was in middle school. She would have anxiety in class. She feared having to leave the room and would go to class. She experienced a decline in her grades in middle school. She was seen by a psychiatrist. Her family also changed religions after the death of her brother to Jehovah Witness, which she felt made her worse. She was diagnosed at a young age with ADHD and anxiety. Her parents didn't want her on medication because her older brother became a quote-unquote zombie on Zoloft. As a result, she internalized everything so not to be a, quote, burden, unquote, to her parents. At present, the Ritalin long-acting helps a little as per the patient, but in the afternoon she feels that it wears off. She has not had any psychiatric hospitalizations, no emergency department visits. She's made no suicide attempts in the past. She has not engaged in any self-harming behavior. The patient reports trouble getting things started. She's easily distracted. She has trouble getting things started, especially when the tasks are daunting. She also has trouble finishing projects, difficulty multitasking. She does not feel present in conversation. Period. She fidgets and tends to finish sentences for people. Period. Family history. Oh. Please erase that. The patient also reports obsessions and fears of her children getting sick. She has to disinfect everything when she takes them out in public in the bathroom. She has never had any auditory visual hallucinations, never had delusions. There's no evidence of hypomania or mania in the past. The patient relates warmly and is polite. Her mental status is noted in the medical record. Family history. Her brother saw a psychiatrist. Since the younger brother died, he was put on Zoloft as a child, which rendered him to feel like a zombie. However, he remains on Zoloft as an adult and is doing well. She stated that her whole family suffers from anxiety and depression, which increased in the parents after the death of her brother. Next line, substance abuse. The patient reports no drug or alcohol use past or present, no nicotine use past or present. Medical. The patient's OBGYN is David Garry, G-A-R-R-Y, M-D. Her rheumatologist is Dr. Peter Rumori, R-U-M-O-R-E. She does not currently have a primary medical doctor. Her gastroenterologist is Dr. Ravi, R-A-V-I, Ainapudi, A-I-N-I-U. PADI. The patient had Lyme disease undiagnosed from a young age. It was noted that she had white spots on her brainstem, indicating that she may have carried it for quite some time. She was given a long course of doxycycline. The patient also has rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. The doxycycline created autoimmune hepatitis. She was treated with 6 months of steroids. The steroids naturally made her anxiety worse. All of her pregnancies were high risk. She had preeclampsia, which were rather severe. The patient currently has hot flashes. She's a para, P-A-R-A 5, Gravida 4. She lost twins just prior to this conception. The twins were 15 weeks gestation. This was another traumatic experience for the patient. The patient also suffers from migraine headaches for which she takes Excedrin. There are no known drug allergies. Surgical. The patient had 4 cesarean sections. She had a hysterectomy with the ovaries and tubes left intact in 2024, 9 weeks ago. She has had 2 breast augmentations. The first one was done at age 22 when she had her daughter. The breast became deformed and she required a second augmentation procedure. She had a DNC post miscarriage. She's had liver biopsy and 2 wisdom teeth removed. Social. The patient has been married 11 years. She has a daughter, age 8, son, age 6, daughter, age 4, and son, 9 weeks of age. She is married 11 years and in a satisfactory marriage. Her husband is supportive. She is the youngest of 3 children. She has a surviving older brother. She grew up on Long Island. Her parents are supportive. She has tended to isolate herself from her friends, many of whom are not married nor have children. Her parents are supportive, and she stated that her family circle is small. Developmental, the patient was normal at birth. She walked and talked on time. No enuresis, not a victim of bullying. She did have some separation anxiety. She was an average student academically, but struggled. She went to BOCES and studied cosmetology. She did well and was at the top of her class. She had to stop being a hairdresser due to her rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. She went to college for a short time in New York City, but did poorly. End dictation.
So on the days that you tend to get going,